It's time now to visit with Sacred Heart Coach Doug Goltz in our weekly Sacred Heart Coaches Show. Last week, Sacred Heart had a heck of a ball game. Coach, Weeping Water came to town. Pretty good squad in overtime, 72-64 game. That would have been a wild, wild thing to take part in, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was really a good game as far as the way our kids competed, but disappointing that we couldn't pull it out. We had a 8-10 point lead a few times in the second half. We just couldn't keep them out of the end zone enough times to get the win.
They said they're a good football team, and you knew that going in. So you move on from that one. I guess we'll ask about the health report. We've been unfortunate to have to ask every coach that this week about their players. You got some kids back last week. Obviously, that helped. You got the regular other kids back in normal positions, I guess.
Yeah, we're in decent health. Got a couple guys back. I mean, we lost one for the season in the BDS game, but you know, for the most part, we have the guys in the spots that we need them. We have built a little depth these last two or three games because of some injuries, but you know, that's just kind of the nature of football sometimes.
Right, and last week, you had the football flying through the air. Sounds like your quarterback, Mr. Lenron, had a good night throwing the football.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, we really had a good plan, and the guys carried it out, executed really well. We threw the ball very well, 6 touchdown passes. We ran the ball better than we have. The way they were defending some of our option plays, we were able to take advantage of that. And then passing the ball, they played man-to-man, and they really were keying on Cole Taft, our leading receiver, and that opened up some things for Noah Howard to catch the ball. And offensively, we really did a good job. Brennan had one interception. Unfortunately, that was the last pass of the game on the second down play in overtime that we were trailing then. I wish we could have that one back, but overall, our offense was really good.
This week, on the road up to Humboldt to take on the Titans of HTRS. Coach, it's the Titans are struggling. They're 0-4, and boy, they are like so many of our teams in the area. They're just really low on participants this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of a statewide, nationwide thing where less kids are going out for football. We're kind of blessed that even though we have a smaller squad, it isn't because of a lack of participation. Ours is just don't have quite as many boys in some of the classes as we do girls. But, you know, I don't know what the answer is. You know, you hope kids will want to play football and want to be part of sports and activities. But it is a really troubling thing right now with the number of schools that are having a hard time fielding the football team.
And the Titans, both teams looking for that first win of the year. I'm sure you'll get their best shot, and I'm sure they will get yours Friday night tonight.
Yeah, I would think that they would see this game as they're playing the weakest team on their schedule. You know, we're looking at it as we've got to get better again and improve from what we did last week. Like I said, our offense was good. Our defense was not. We just gave up big play after big play, had a hard time stopping their power game. Weeping Water just kind of decided to just run it right down our throats, and we had a hard time with that. So same thing with HTRS. They have a good-sized line. They've got some backs that run hard. We've got to be better defensively if we're going to be in the game and get a win.
All right, Coach, we'll call that good for the show this morning and today, and we'll visit with you in the pregame show tonight.
Thanks, John.
That's our Sacred Heart Coaches Show for this week. You can listen to the Irish take on the Titans tonight, 7 o'clock on KTNC. Our pregame coverage begins at about 6:35.